Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about this show, man. It goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, this is my favorite time of the week. So usually I'm sitting here and I've got Boomer and McQueen in studio. Boomer and McQueen are on vacation. Pray tell, what do we do? Well, it's a good thing we have a depth chart around here, man. We've got depth in our lineup around here. So Lee from Huntsville is on the line right now. Lee, are you here with us right now?
Huh? I always wanted to do that.
Was that your Dale Jackson impression? What was that?
It was a poor one. That sounded like I was going to throw up, but yes, I was trying to imitate Dale.
Well, we're glad you're here today. Thank you so much. And, of course, Butters is on the other mic right now. Butters, how you, buddy? Are you ready for this?
I'm not going to give you a hoo-ah. Just, in the Navy, we're just not that motivated.
In the Navy, you're like, sup. Everybody else is going, hoo. The Navy's going, sup. Okay. All right. Hey, listen, you guys know the deal. First thing we got to do, though, we got to start this off right. We got to hit the whoop whoops.
Whoop 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 whoop.
All right, let's do this. So I got questions. I'm assuming you guys got answers. Let me dig into my questions right here. So, kind of interesting. I mean, I'm looking at where we are right now in the state of things. Yesterday on the show, Alabama Congressman Barry Moore says that he and several others in Congress are going to be nominating Trump, Donald Trump, to be Speaker of the House. I want to know your thoughts, good or bad, unvarnished. Give it to me straight. What do you think? Lee, you first.
Okay. I want to premise it with I will vote for President Trump when he is nominated. And I will vote for him for president. I think he was a good leader, and I think that he would provide the stability that we need in the world right now, where Biden does not provide.
I feel a giant equivocation coming here.
Yes. and it's not necessarily Trump. I think that this is going to cause a circus. It's going to cause. You want to talk about people's heads blowing off and stuff coming out. And you know that lady that's a meme that she screams no when Trump was elected? That's going to be every Democrat. That's going to be Nancy. Nancy Pelosi might actually die and have blood spurt out of her eyes on the floor of the House. She might just die right there. So, I'm just saying it's going to be a circus. But my main reason is it may give them more of a reason to have these exceptions to the voting, more mail-in ballots, lockdowns, et cetera. I don't want them to use mass pandemonium in the House as an excuse to put feds in certain groups, to stir up trouble, to cause more issues in order to get what they really want, which is mail-in ballots so that they can cheat. This is just how it's going to happen.
Okay. All right. So basically you're saying in order to avoid the unnecessary chaos that could wind up destroying any momentum during the time that we're in, you think it's not a good idea?
No, but here's the thing. If there's going to be unnecessary chaos, I'm just saying let's not feed it and let's not give them any help.
Okay. Butters, where you at, man? Sup.
So, as I was texting with someone about this yesterday, kind of making the comment of it, it's a shame that we're living through such a circus. And the answer was, can I get off the ride? there's a lot to unpack there. I suppose if you look at it from the angle of the games that are being played, why not? You know, like that's it is a circus. Let's put on a good show. I'm sure it'll be entertaining, and it'll certainly grab a ton of sound bites. I guess I'd need to really think through, like, does it help Trump in the election? Because that's really what we need to be focused on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The dysfunctionality continue resolutions. I mean, pretty much my entire military career, that's all we operated under. So, are we gonna get any of that?
Here's the thing, too. I mean, for both y'all, I agree with you. All right. I think that it would be a circus. I like the analogy of, can I please get off the ride? I mean, you look, but so here's the deal. The other piece of this is, for Trump's reelection process, I'm not sure it helps him, because every single day they will do something. They, the Democrats and some Republicans, will do something to try and dismantle his authority, make him look weak or feckless, like he can't get a job done. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think Trump really wants to do this. He has said, I'm getting asked by a lot of people. I'll do it if they call me. But he's not really saying, send me. So I just don't think that, I think he wants to stay focused on where he is. And he knows that to have a job that, oh, by the way, would bind him to a chair is probably not where he needs to be in the middle of an election cycle with these other legal issues going on. Lee, you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think that is, I think it's in his best interest. Of course, he's saying, well, they tell me I would be the best. You know, that's what he always says. But he's just tweaking their noses. But I think the best thing would be not to give them more ammunition, because here's the thing that we're not thinking about. A law of unintended consequences is, they can do this to us. Do we want to see Speaker of the House Michelle Obama in 4 years?
Oh, God.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you better think long and hard before you go and do something like this, because it can totally be used against us.
Yeah. Last thoughts on this?
I don't think they're serious. I think they're doing it for show, for the optic, for the shock effect, for the sound bites. Hopefully they've got somebody else better. And I hope they're not wasting too much time on this. Because
I think they've definitely got some people that are great at being able to do it. Jim Jordan is still my lead candidate. Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson both thought that was a bad idea. Actually, Jeff Poore especially thought it was a bad idea. And I'm like, no, I mean, I think he can herd the cats. All right, I tend to agree. I think Trump could come in there and rattle some cages. I think he would make a thing out of it. But I'm afraid they would make a thing out of him. And my preference is let him go run his race right now and make that the focus and be able to say, hey, thanks for asking. I appreciate the fact that everybody wanted me there, but we all know I've got to run a race. That's what I think he's going to say. All right, next question. Here we go. And this is a passionate issue for me. I know it is for Butters, and I'm sure for you too, Lee. I mean, the Army just missed its recruiting goal, right? Missed its recruiting goal by 10,000. I mean, not quite as bad as last year, but still epic bad. Hasn't been this bad since like the end of the draft back in 1971, the start of the all-volunteer Army. They kicked off a new recruiting campaign, and they're reusing the old slogan of be all you can be. So I guess what I'm asking is, what do you think? Do we need to recruit with old school, or do we need to do something to modify and do new school? What is going to reach the level of recruiting that we have to have? Butters, you first on this one, man.
So I'm going to try and not get too deep into this because I'll go back to my own personal experience. The last time I really deployed, spent a year in Qatar when we went back into Syria, and had the privilege of being around aviators from throughout all services. And this was 2014, 2015. At that time, they were having trouble, and they still do, getting fighter pilots to stay in the Air Force. And they were offering $150,000 to $250,000 retention bonuses, and they could not keep guys in.
Wow.
The problem ain't the money. the problem was the culture, and I've never seen morale so low. And I mean, you're in the fighter community, it's usually dudes that are they're self-motivating. Yeah, I mean, they're getting to do
A
what
self-motivated
yeah,
dudes.
They're getting to do what little kids dream of doing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think about that from the, you know, so what's the trickle down of that? You know, if you can't get guys that get to go strap on a F-22, you know, staying in, and oh, by the way, for an extra $200,000, you know, what are we doing at the recruit level? You know, can a fancy campaign, you know, good, but what happens when they get in there and they're let down? You know, you watch some of the Navy ads, you'd think you wake up in the morning taking a beach and, you know, hopping a F-18 and go flying around and end the day on a, you know, nuclear submarine. And, you know, the realities of the military. So I think that that culture problem, until you figure out a lot of that kind of stuff.
You're talking about the culture of the military or the culture of society?
The culture of the military, which is a sample of the culture of society. All so, right. You know, right. you know, that's... That's kind of, I don't know, it's a lot to unpack for me on that.
Lee, what are you thinking?
Well, I think they need to stop advertising. I mean, they should be advertising to the guys that want to strap on the M16, but unfortunately they're advertising to guys who want to strap on something else. And that's the problem. And if I couldn't resist that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead.
Am I lying? So here's the thing. If I had to just say, here's my tips for you, Army, which the ad was great, but here's my best advice. Stop advertising. Stop recruiting in the blue states and the places where what you're going to bring in is going to be a drag on morale. What you're going to bring in is going to be a drag on funds. Literally, what you're going to bring in is guys who want to do drag. Let's concentrate. And I mean, take all this national advertising and turn it into local, regional, targeted, I mean, hard targeted to red states, to rural areas, to get those guys that are best fit as soldiers. We know who they are. We've been doing this for years. And stop allowing this Democrat top-down BS culture to affect the military. The military has to be tough guys who are ready and willing to do the hard thing.
Yeah.
And what we're getting are soy boys and weirdos, and that's not what we need. So my advice then would be stop what you're doing. Stop advertising that, you know, here's Jenny and she's got two mommies and look how awesome she is. That's not who we need to attract. That's going to attract. Let's stop pandering to the 0.1%.
I would agree, and I think if I had to, you know, to weigh in here with about 30 seconds left, is first of all, I was glad to see Be All You Can Be. Because I think that's what you want, is you want people in whatever branch of the service coming in determined to be all they can be. But secondly, it was a warfighter commercial, and that's what I appreciated. It didn't say, like you said, it didn't say, come in and we'll teach you how to be culturally sensitive and make sure you help us to become a more diverse force. Screw that. I think what they did there was they said, hey, guess what? If you come here, we're going to push you to your limits, and we're going to make you something you never would have been on your own. And we're gonna actually enhance all of your personal attributes, and you're gonna be all you can be. And by the way, that might mean you're gonna be a warrior. And if we that's the old school to me. The old school is teach them how to be a warrior. Tell them they have a chance to be a part of something bigger than themselves, and maybe go somewhere, do something hard that when they get old they'll be proud of what they did. And yeah, I think the recruiting numbers will go up. Good job, you guys. All right, we flip the script here in a minute right after the break. This is where I come back, and they're going to ask me a question, and I don't know what they're going to ask me, but I usually have to wait with bated breath to see what it is and then just see how I do. So we're doing Butters and Lee. Is that a university? Is that like a school somewhere? Butters and Lee. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just making common sense a superpower. All right, I tell you what. We are doing Butters and Lee today. And I want some whoop-whoops again. Hit me some whoop-whoops.
Whoop-whoop!
All right. Okay, this is the part where we flip the script. I ask them questions at the first part. And then we flip the script, and I just say, all right, ask me any question. And to the extent that I can, I will answer them. And I guess we're flipping a coin, and Lee goes first. What you got, Lee?
Well, I wanted to see your opinion on that Alabama Political Reporter article on concerns raised over Moms for Liberty being at the Madison Street Festival.
Ah.
Where the Limestone County NAACP had, I'm using air quotes, expressed concern about them being at a family event because they are far-right extremist entity by their labeled that by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Well, I thought the whole thing was laughable. It was absolutely. So you're asking my opinion on that article?
I'm asking you why you think that the Limestone County NAACP waded into this mess. And they also said at the end, it remains to be seen if the Madison Street Festival will reevaluate their vendor list. So why do you think they stepped in, and what do you think should happen?
Well, I mean, to quote that oracle of all things, you know, we can just go ahead and say Taylor Swift says haters gonna hate, right? I look at it and go, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. The very idea, first of all, that Moms for Liberty is an evil organization, and that, oh, by the way, in Alabama, when the laws say that we are an open carry state, you're not even required to have a concealed carry permit, that gun vendors can't be there. I mean,
yeah.
So first of all, keep in mind, this is the Alabama Political Reporter, which is one of the most, you know, they have some liberal tripe on there, and they are the first ones to try and tear down anything good in Alabama and call it, you know, just anyway. Bottom line is this: first of all, consider the source. Secondly, recognize they have no standing, and thirdly, the only people really reading and caring about what that said are sitting in their mom's basement wearing their underwear, and that's just not what the kind of people that are, you know, we're going to make a decision in this state. So how do you think of that?
Agreed. I think it's very true. And I don't think they get to tell us when and where we can have free speech.
One of the very first political events I ever went to in Cherokee County when I was running for office the first time was it was a Tea Party meeting at a gun shop. And I walked in and I said, man, guns and politics, this is awesome. So anyway, I'm for it. I'm for it. You got a question for me there, Butters? What are you thinking, man?
Yeah, with about a minute left.
Oh, wow.
Pontificate on thoughts as we head in this election season or are in it. How do people figure out what's truthful information out there in all of this this crazy world of radio and internet and all that kind of stuff?
Well, because they tune into Right Side Radio. Now, you know what, though? What a great question. So here's the deal. That's a great question, actually. I've said this before on the show. You have got to find your trusted resources. Like, for instance, the story that Lee just brought up was from a resource that I would never recommend to anybody. You got to recognize AL.com typically always has a liberal slant. But then there's going to be times when you got to recognize you've got to get beyond just opinion. I make no bones about the fact this is an opinion show, but I try to back my opinions up with you know, actual sourcing. But find your sources that you believe you can trust and go for it. And then every once in a while, get outside your bubble and see what the other side is saying and make sure you still feel like you understand your facts. Educate yourself. That's what I would say. And you've got to develop your own resourcings. And I hope that we're helping y'all do that. That's a great question, man. That was fast. Butters and Lee is over. Are we done? Lee, thank you so much for stepping in.
We don't have time for a funny story.
have you got one you can do in like 10 seconds?
Almost.
What you got?
All right. So I found this on News of the Weird. It says, sometimes humans consume special brownies. And apparently some sheep consume special grass. NPR reported that a herd of sheep seeking refuge from recent storms in Greece found shelter in a greenhouse and began munching on grass there that unfortunately turned out to be 600 pounds worth of medical marijuana. They were jumping higher than ghosts.
All right, you got to text me that article because that one may have to come back on the show later. All right, Lee from Huntsville, we love you. Thank you so much, as always, for being on the show. Butters, you did a mighty fine job. I'm pretty sure John's going to grade you high. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
I knew she'd have a better article than me. Mine was not funny. Mine was about the Chinese government. Basically, supplementing the car manufacturers at a loss. The same. The Chinese ain't dumb.